Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast. Today, we're talking COVID and the legislative session with Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. Here for the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program, and in person, we are delighted for you to be in person, Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. So as we are taping this on August 2nd, the morning of, the mask mandate came back into effect last Friday. What are your members saying to you about the mandate and how their customers are responding at this point?
Well, it's not pretty in the long run. I'll sort of avoid part of that question for now, because I was in a restaurant on Thursday night when KTVN came out and said, oh, we're going to have a mask mandate again. Just shut up and listen, because people were losing it. They were so upset, and none of it was upset of the vax, no vax. It was government, it was CISLAC, it was lack of any formal message, reactionary stuff. I mean, on and on and on. You know, our members and stuff, they're not happy with where it's gone. But ours is to comply with the rules, and then we just hope that people have the patience and the courtesy to deal with our waitresses and our shop employees and our groceries and everybody else that has to deal with it and has to comply with it. They're not the bad guys. They're not the mask police. But people are extremely frustrated right now, and the mixed messages that you get. Because just about the same day you get the mask mandate again, you get the anger over following everything California does while they're having their trouble burning up the state and stuff like this. And then you have the CDC leaked memo in the New York Washington Post that says, you know, vaccinated people are going to spread this, so we're going to have to be really careful on the Delta. You know, basically the mixed messaging and the focus on it. I read something this weekend that I really, really approved of, and I liked it. It was like, okay, what about just basic common sense, too? None of the messages have come back with the contact tracing. None of that stuff stayed. Everything just happy days are here again, we're open. And we weren't. We knew this was coming. You can't have pictures of wall-to-wall people on the strip and somebody's going to catch cold at least, forget COVID. I mean, you cannot have that many people in one area. And then, all of a sudden, it just goes sideways, and now they're acting like they're surprised the numbers rose.
Well, so what we've seen over the last couple of weeks is a number of states and a number of counties saying avoid Las Vegas because of the increase in COVID. And so it doesn't shock me that the gaming industry wants to send out at least a message saying we're doing something. Is that what your perception is, that we're doing something with the mask?
Well, the gaming industry could have done that on their own. I mean, right now you've got the MGM taking the lead saying you're either going to be vaccinated or you're going to have to come in and pay for a test weekly, which is a little bit silly because I realize that the the Justice Department has said, yeah, you're within your rights as long as we're in the emergency situation. But I've known other people who have talked to attorneys and they'll say, just hold off, you know, because they're not within their rights. So there's going to be a backlash if people get a reaction towards somebody forcing them to take the vaccine. But in the meantime, gaming can do within its own spectrum, with its own world, what gaming wants to do. They could go to the gaming control board and say, look, we want to move it in this direction. What do you think? You know, but the problem that's happened now is that they've handled it inappropriately again. And you know, the governor's stuck with what the governor's stuck with. I mean, our legislature passed the rules that say, hey, Lillian, we have to follow CDC guidelines because we want the money. Understandable. But in the meantime, the governor has to enforce it, and then he had to bring everything back to his table after the various commissions. But if you really look at the CDC map, 60% of the country's red. It's not just Clark County. It's not just our casinos and stuff. But it's a good way to blame somebody, because if it's Las Vegas that caused the problem, where the people come from? L.A.? You know, give me a break.
One of the things that's been interesting is that the FDA is still operating under this emergency rule. Mm-hmm. Is that stopping businesses from doing their own personal private mandates? Or is it a confusion, as you were alluding to earlier?
I think it's kind of a confusion because FDA's got us under EUA, but then the Justice Department is saying you have every right to, OSHA says you have every right to. Various bureaucracies are ruling within their own microcosm, and nobody is considering the macrocosm of how you have to do business and stuff. I mean, it started wrong to begin with. It started wrong. When it first happened, Trump shuts down China. He's a racist, but China never shut down travel. So that exacerbated things. Then during the campaign, you get our now current vice president that says, I will never take one of those shots if it comes out during Trump's administration. You know, the shots became the political football. I mean, they're darts on a board in a bar right now. And so it's difficult for people to navigate it. The public isn't getting all of the information. Now President Biden, when he was candidate Biden, was saying, hey, you absolutely have to have transparency. Everybody's going to know all the facts. Everything's going to be perfectly clear. Are you perfectly clear, Sam, right now? Do you have all the facts?
No, I mean, but I mean, wouldn't it help if the FDA were to come out and say, all right, we have tested this and you know, it is no longer emergency use, it is good for regular use. Oh. Because there's a lot of people, and which surprised me, we had the head of Renown Medical Center on the program the other day, and he was saying that there are a lot of people who are still concerned about getting a shot because the FDA has not ruled, which kind of surprised me that people were that deep in the weeds, but apparently they are.
Well, they are. There's the joke in one of the newspapers that had two rats saying, are you going to take the shot? And they said, no, they're not through with human testing yet. So, yeah, it was a great cartoon.
That's a great cartoon.
But, yeah, I mean, it's under emergency rules, you can take this. And if science would catch up with itself and stop arguing back and forth, maybe keeping Fauci off the air would help, too. I don't know. But if they could back it up and then say it is now an effective authorized, legally authorized, FDA approved, then that would help it. But I mean, we're going to have more variants. Delta's only one. I mean, that's, you know how they figure out the flu shot every year. A panel of doctors get together and say, I think it's going to be this.
Right.
Well, no, I think it's going to be this one. And sometimes the magic works and sometimes it doesn't. So as COVID, we're never going to get COVID off the planet now any more than we've gotten the diseases off the planet. But if you turn around and make it legal, make it tested, make it comfortable, then people will get it that are going to get it. I mean, there are people that can't take vaccines.
Right.
There are people that won't take vaccines.
Right, for religious reasons and other
reasons. Yeah, everybody has to be treated individually, and I know you're probably screaming in the audience right now for that, but no, I mean, what they don't talk about is the fact that if an unvaccinated healthy person's in the room, that person isn't spreading anything. If any person in the room is sick, has a fever, has been coughing, whatever, and still shows up on the premise, they're wrong. You know, we're not teaching standard health care. We're not teaching, we've spent two sessions at the legislature lightening up the restrictions on paid sick leave, personal time off, family medical leave. And all of a sudden, people are supposed to show up to work if they're sick. No, you don't. So that's my preachifying for today.
Okay, so does this open, with all these different groups coming out with their own rules and regulations, if a business takes action to say, you can't come to work unless you have, taken the test or have gotten the shot, and if you don't come in for a certain amount of time, we're gonna let you go, does that open this up for innumerable lawsuits?
I think eventually it will. Trial lawyers never fail to take the opportunity to capitalize on a crisis. So I think eventually they'll start building cases, especially if there's a reaction to the vaccine. You know, anything like that, I mean, I have a very, very close girlfriend that says, yeah, well, I remember thalidomide was an approved drug, too. So, sometimes, even FDA approval doesn't do it. And so you still have to go back to personal responsibility to keep yourself as healthy as you can,
Well, I think one of the most shocking things about this whole thing to me has been that we had to educate people to wash their hands. Period.
Wasn't that a shocker?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden there's signs that say not just our employees, everybody. It's like, what are you talking about? Vitamin C's, vitamin D's, the whole protocol out there. If you spend your time drinking Diet Coke, smoking cigarettes, you're probably not going to be on the health, up in the healthy chart. So.
All right. We'll turn to more exciting topics after this.
Okay, because I just slammed Brian.
No, we're going to go back to the legislature right after this.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season two of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, as we continue our conversation with Mary Lau. She's the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. And thank you for helping keep this program on the air for almost 20 years now.
Oh, it's only been a couple, Sam, I'm sure, for both of us.
Exactly. You look no different. So let's talk about the legislative session. Your summing up of your thoughts now that you've had time to think about it.
Oh, it's the same as when it shut down. Thank God and Greyhound, they're gone. No, it was an absolute mess. It because so much of it was remote and stuff like that, it was more games and stuff. But then some of the legislators were actually more responsive and stuff. And they sort of called you back and things. I think they missed the communications that went on. And the funny thing is some of these freshmen may think that's normal. I can't wait till they get back in the building and find out that they have to make appointments, that people are going to show up, that you have to talk to people and stuff like this. But it was, it became so vindictive and so nasty again that seems to be the progress that is being moved is towards lack of cooperation, lack of really working together, the punishment stuff for whatever perceived wrongs are from whichever side and both sides. State policy, long-term policy, long-term effect just doesn't seem to be in their repertoire now. It's a manipulation towards how do I get reelected. And it's created a void in leadership. It's created a void in policy making, in true just sitting down and figuring it out. I mean, I never thought I'd miss Bernie Anderson's woodshed, but now you do, because he would get, okay, the six of you that hate each other right now over this bill, in my office at 2:00, we're gonna hammer it out. And it was done. Once you came to an agreement, you gave an agreement. Now an agreement is moving the goalpost towards the next starting zone to go again. And leadership did take the time to meet with business and stuff, but pretty much what you said went over their head. You know, so it was just like, yeah, okay, I don't really have time to get to that, but I'm going to appear to be cooperative. So, I mean, it's gotten very strange, and it's people are angry everywhere. They were angry in the legislature. They're angry in restaurants. Look at the Republican Party down south. I mean, I feel like I'm watching a West Side Story or something, paying attention to those, which half of your audience probably doesn't remember that movie. But, you know, it's just like such a mess. And until we start getting together as a community and working as a community together again, and long-term planning. I mean, I was disappointed in one of the floor speeches that said, you know, this probably isn't going to work out in the long run, but I'm just focusing on the here and now. I'm thinking, that's not your job. Your job is to focus on policy. Your job is to get the highest and best good for everybody. I mean, Republicans folded. They had an asset or an opportunity, however you want to take it, for 3 to 4 days there, and everybody ran around like church mice trying to find their own piece of cheese. You know, they did not get together. So that's my opinion in 20 words or less.
All right, more to come after this time out.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Lau. She's the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. The taxing situation got blown up by the Supreme Court, and so we now know you have to have a two-thirds majority there. What about taking initiatives off the ballot? It's interesting because not only the mining one, where there wasn't at least an agreement, but the gaming one is attempting to be taken off as well. What are your thoughts?
I don't think there was a qualified mining one. It was sales tax and gaming that they were worried about.
Right.
Mining can always have an initiative about them. Again, not thinking of the future. They've just subjected themselves to blackmail. Okay, we'll cut a deal and we'll get this much money. By the way, they turned down a bill that had probably twice as much money, if not two-thirds as much money. One and two-thirds, whatever the math should be, they got 119 or maybe, I'll just round it up to 200 from mining. They could have gotten 4 from another bill that they turned down instead because of trying to cook this deal that the initiatives are going to come off the ballot. Again, the Constitution says if the legislature does nothing within 40 days, it shall be placed. There's not may, there's not if you want to, there's no if it's convenient, it says shall.
Have we gotten any hints from the Secretary of State's office as to whether she will put this on the ballot?
I haven't seen anything that's asked for it to be pulled from the ballot yet. There's no formal mode that's been taken yet, unless they're going to do it all behind closed doors and instill more trust in the public in the legislative process and what their votes mean and stuff. You have people that signed that initiative, and now you're going to tell the people that signed them that, oh, we were only fooling? You know, and the legislature is perfectly comfortable with allowing this to be the big stick that happens all the time. I've got an initiative and it's been approved. What are you going to do? Give me if I take it off the ballot.
So almost like blackmail, really.
No, it is blackmail. Not even almost like. It's ridiculous. You know, and how they succumb to it, it's just another one of those backroom get together, giggle, we can make this work. Well, that's fine.
Would this have happened before term limits?
Probably not. So, you know, I can't see that a Joe Dini or a Bill Raggio would never have allowed this because they didn't go against the Constitution. If you remember in the Gwynne v. Ledge, that ruling cost several Supreme Court justices their jobs, and then it was undone by the subsequent court saying, oops, that was a mistake. But Bill Raggio sat there and said, thank you very much, Supreme Court. We will not pass it without two-thirds regardless. So I have to say, before term limits, no. But then some people that folded for the silliest reasons in the world, too, because it was they got a piece of a pie where they could have gotten the whole pie. So you never know. I'm glad I don't push buttons.
That's where we have to leave it for today. Come back soon. And we'll be right back.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development. Building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Modern Boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.